If you had the chance to meet a famous person from history, who, I wonder, would you choose to meet? Napoleon Bonaparte? Queen Victoria? Winston Churchill? Elvis Presley? David Bowie? Albert Einstein? Someone I suspect you would not want to meet is John the Baptist. I say that because, important as he is as the forerunner of the Messiah, from what we read in the Bible, he was not an easy person to like or to be with. You know the well-known phrase, "We can choose our friends, but not our relatives." Well, John was Jesus' cousin. He came from a respectable family and was well brought up by Elizabeth and Zechariah, his parents. But he was the sort of person who made you feel uncomfortable because he spoke plainly, without any regard for feelings. He had an uncomfortable message too. Repent. And no one likes to be told to repent. He spoke very plainly to the Pharisees and the Sadducees in today's reading. He called them a brood of vipers. He hadn't been to the school of diplomacy then, had he? St. Matthew describes John the Baptist as wearing camel's hair with a leather belt, who ate locusts and wild honey. And yet, eccentric as he was, we read that all the people were going out to him, and many were being baptized by him. So what was it that attracted the people to this rather strange person? To talk about sin and judgment, eternal punishment, that people need to change their ways, is very tough to listen to. If I were to speak like John the Baptist, and not just talk about sin generally, but point to individuals and tell them to face up to their sin, I don't think I'll be very popular. I'd probably end up like John the Baptist with King Herod. If I were to call you a bunch of vipers and highlighted the ways that you failed to change your ways, I imagine that you'd be mightily upset. You would point and say, "This is the season of good cheer. What are you talking about?" But listen to the message of John the Baptist, we must, if Christmas and the coming of God's Son is to mean anything. The message of John the Baptist is important in our preparations for the coming of Christ. John is the forerunner, sent to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. And when we take note of his message, the call to repentance, then we realize that we are forgiven people. And if we are forgiven people, then we in turn must forgive others. When we realize that we're loved by God, we in return should love others. And when we learn that we are visited by God, so in return, we need to visit others with God's love. That's the message that Christ came to bring, and we need to prepare again to receive that message. A message not to keep to ourselves, but to share with others. For we live in a world that is searching for truth, searching for meaning. This is very much the theme of our Advent study course, The Joy of the Gospel, which we're studying every Friday. If you haven't been to the first one, you're welcome to come to any of them for the next 6 weeks. The Joy of the Gospel, something that needs to be shared. Isaiah, in the first lesson, looks forward to the coming Messiah, who we are told will have the Spirit of the Lord resting upon him. He will be great, because he will be given the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Isaiah describes a Messiah who will change people's lives, and for that we look forward in hope. And then St. Paul, in our epistle reading, urges us to learn and read the scriptures, to study them, because by so doing we will find hope and encouragement. Much of what Paul says in his epistles are all about hope and encouragement. He was a church leader who saw his role as a teacher to tell people when they'd got things wrong, but primarily his role was to give encouragement. And that surely is what the church is for, a place where we find hope, a place where we find encouragement, a place where we find God. Our task is to support each other on that Christian journey, to give each other encouragement, to help people find God. Advent is a quieter time of the year. It's a time to be still and listen, to listen deep within us to what is growing, ready to emerge into new life. I remember a cartoon I saw on Facebook some time ago. It had two pictures alongside each other. One pictured a priest on Sunday in Advent saying, "Advent is a time to be still and quiet, to prepare." Alongside is another picture, the same priest on a Monday morning in his office, receiving telephone calls, looking at emails, and the caption read, "Have you prepared the carol service yet? Where are the Christmas tree lights? Who's making the mince pies this Christmas? There's a mistake on the poster advertising Christmas services. The boiler has broken down." The same priest looked rather perplexed. Not the same priest in church on Sunday saying, "Be still and prepare." So let us step aside from the clamour of this season, all the busyness of this season, and ponder the message of today. John the Baptist's role of preparing the way of the Lord. Tomorrow, the 5th of December, is the third anniversary of the death of Nelson Mandela. He was asked before he died how he would like to be remembered. He replied, "I'm not a saint, but someone who has tried to make the world better by my life. I ask no more than that." That's surely true of all of us. That is our calling as a Christian, to make the world better by the life we lead. So this Advent, let us prepare the way of the Lord, so that he may dwell in our midst. Amen.